Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your motorsport live from Las Vegas.
Yes,
I hear
you are.
I hear it now. Slowing everybody down. August 3rd, hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
Working. Doing great.
Oh, what are you hiding, man? Something?
No. Going forward.
I guess that's a good thing. You're smiling.
Just smiling.
When you're getting yelled at.
Oh, well, I still smile because I don't have no reason to yell at me.
I smile at why? Nobody has no reason to yell at me at all.
Why would they get mad at me?
Right? You give no reason for anybody to be mad at
not
you.
Not one person. Not one person.
That must be nice to go through life that way, right? Right, Gary?
No, I'm sure I piss off more people than...
Well, you know, it's funny.
I don't know.
You get pissing people off, you know how you piss them off usually. It's like, well, I guess I shouldn't have did this or did that.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. If I don't know that I piss you off, I can't fix the problem the next time I try to piss you off. Got to be able to know why I pissed you off.
Well, I think people knew enough to know if you knew the reason why you pissed them off, you'd do it again just because you know how.
Oh, come on. Well, just depends on how. So. No.
I look
here and he's blowing his hair around.
I know. I can't see his eyes. It's safe.
Not really guru-ing right now.
Hey, who's the, you know that, the track, you know, the first one that the captain, bald captain,
Picard?
Nope.
Who is it?
Jean-Luc Picard.
So what's his name?
Patrick Stewart?
I don't know. No. He's the captain. What do you call him? Is he captain? Now the other one was Captain
Picard.
Picard. That's your captain. I will call you the captain.
No, people always come to me and say they look like Steve Jobs. And I always reply with, dead. And then they're like, no. When he was alive. I'm like, well, okay.
Thank you.
The context didn't make sense. You were saying it.
Well, at least they say, yeah, dead.
Exactly.
And I'd be here, you know, like, delivering you shit. I would be sending them around my money.
Right? Oh, man. So we'll call you the captain from now on. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Well, there we go.
You're the captain. I don't know what.
Of what?
But you're the captain.
Not of the internet right now. I don't know what the hell's going on.
That's right. We'll let you concentrate on that. Well,
hey, I see Nick Musatelli's checked in up here.
Great. Been, Nick.
Look at that.
Great. Thanks. I'm just being here.
Thanks for having me.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's been a little while.
Well, it's... in a couple of minutes.
Was I? I don't think I was. Was I here last time? No, I don't think I was even here last time. Wasn't it a year ago, roughly?
It was you and Tia.
Mm-hmm.
No. I think the last time it was you and your brother.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Maybe I was here. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's been a while.
You know why I don't know? Because he looks different. He got a haircut and stuff, right?
He's wearing a hat.
Yeah, wearing a hat.
The whole nine.
Whole new look. Yeah. He's got the I'm going fast. Look, you know, he's a fast
aerodynamic.
Yeah, the bikers wear the helmets. And
actually, his brother was here last.
Well, Kyle, yeah.
No, we're talking about when he was here last.
Yeah, was with his brother.
Yeah, with his brother.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I believe we had Tia in by herself.
Well, I wasn't here.
Or her mom was here with her.
Well, I wasn't here during that time, and I don't remember last time he was here. I want to say he was probably like 3 years younger with a whole different hairstyle. It was a while ago. So thanks for being here, Sam. We appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. I think you pretty much come at least once a year. Yeah, we're running out of stuff, so we appreciate that. We got a regular
Chet's
a regular November guest, so
you're
up there. You rank up there with Chet. So you know Chet. Yeah, he's a great guy, great commentator, great at what he does. So you're up with him, so we appreciate you being here.
Oh, that's good.
And filling in these gaps. Cause I know people get bored with Gary and Matt when we don't have a guest.
We talk too much.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys. Sometimes it's fun not to have a guest. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You can just talk stuff we usually get to talk about, but don't. Dogs, animals, stuff
that's
like that. So.
That's fine.
Speaking of, do you have dogs or animals? No,
no I
not
don't.
Animal? You don't like them?
Well, I do, but like recently we just did it every weekend.
Yeah,
so
it's
so bad. You know, if you had a dog or something and you're just gone all day. You know,
right.
It sucks.
Well, you know, and they're tough, you know, to take care of, obviously. I just got a puppy not that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And what sucks, I love visit, because Gary's old lady, you know, wanted to see the puppy. So we left him here one show, but.
And he left his own show.
He left his own show with Gary, and I felt really bad, so.
And I don't have dogs, by the way.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yep.
Now, with a reminder why he don't.
We've been racing, man. So, the way it's played, we race every weekend, like the first weekend of so July 3rd, and it was.
Whoa, hold on. Just Gary.
Yeah.
What am I doing here? Race every weekend.
Between the Spears stuff, they've just the way the days lined up, man. It was if we weren't racing the Spears, we were racing out here, and we didn't do everything, you know, all the Spears stuff. We ran the one or two modifieds with every one of them, and the local stuff we didn't race the modifieds all of them. We ran a couple, but you know, even if we weren't racing, we were here. We had two bombers that Rob and Kyle and Cord have all been taking turns driving. We have that Camaro that's still kicking. So. Anyways, it's just been busy, man. It's been every weekend at the track and staying up late every night.
So when you're not in
the
week, you're helping doing other stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What you're doing? Okay.
Yeah, so Phil, who car owner, he's cool. He's got his fingers in everything pretty much.
Right.
So they've got a bomber and a Camaro, or a bomber and a Nova of their own, and then we've got a bomber and our Nova, or bomber and our Camaro. So anyways, it keeps us real busy.
Have you been in anything else except the modifieds yourself?
We ran I drove our bomber in Lake Havasu once over the winter.
Oh, okay.
Just for fun, and then we got DQ'd because I had 4.5 degrees of camber in the right front instead of 4.
Oh.
So you know how it is, just
but,
one of those
but you
things.
Know what, it was for fun anyways, right? So
yeah.
it really
fun.
Didn't matter much.
Yeah.
Right, so
it's just out having fun. That was a good time.
Have you raced that track in a bomber before? Because I know you've probably raced that in a modified.
No, that was my first time there.
No way.
So
really?
We've done modified there
a
couple times. That was my first time in a big, heavy car that doesn't like to turn. So.
What did you think in that bomber?
Oh, it was way more fun.
Makes it fun because you've got to struggle.
What's
fun about the street stocks or the bombers and cars like that?
Yeah, that track's cool because you're fighting everything to make around the track. It's flat, and there is no bite in the track at all, so you're totally just fighting it the whole time. So like in a modified, it's so funny. It feels like you're driving a go-kart. No throttle time. It's like
You're on.
It's
off.
Like you just barely breathe in the throttle, and then you're rolling again. You know, so getting a bomb. It's cool. Went in there and then up the Camaro down there full time. A couple places. That was really cool. Actually, that's a good trick for that. The show they
don't
mind too much. So
right.
Before race, they started getting on about it. I have an exhaust.
Right.
Need to have a dual intake manifold. That's
right.
Worth down there. But it's just little stuff. So we're going. Be compliant, but it's cool. We went down there and raced three.
Right.
It was a hoot. That was a cool track.
You know, I look at their side. We got local guys they abide by the rules the way they do. And then just like if you were in Vegas and somebody came from out of town and was doing something, that, you know, you don't mind them coming, but if they start.
I totally understand.
You guys are just, cool.
It was cool, though. We went down there and did that, and then, it's just, it was little stuff, plain intake, and for what it's worth, I mean, might give up a little bit on the bottom, but whatever. Not a huge deal, though.
So, is team that what you guys are specifically doing, looking for a race every weekend and going after them, or it just happened to be happening that way?
That's just the way it fell. Right. I mean, that was what we started out with. We were going to run the Spears Tour the whole season, so there's only a couple races left for that this year. But anyway, that's just the way the dates lined up. Then the Bullring stuff came up, and, you know, all the, you know, Court and Rob and Derek, those guys have all been itching to get out and be at the track. So,
right.
And it sucks getting to go racing when you're tour racing and get to go out of town. That's just a whole different game, you know.
Right.
So it's
a lot of fun. I know.
Yeah,
I like
it's fun, but it's definitely much more laid back when it's local,
right.
And your bed is, you know, half an hour away from the track and not 4 hours, and just
right.
It's cool.
So the modified that you're racing in the Spears, that's the number. It's not the 29. It's the number.
So it was the 29. So that car was new at the end of last year, and it's just we haven't found it with that car yet.
Right.
So we've just been kind of fighting it a whole bunch. So anyways, this last time we went down there, we were in Irwindale, and that 41 car that my brother's been driving. So that one was doing pretty good. And he's only run a couple races this year, just odd races here and there. And I've been running the whole year for Rookie of the Year. So it was just kind of a team call from Bill. So I ended up driving his car, and we set fast time there actually with it. We were pretty excited about that.
This is what? Couple weeks back,
yeah, like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago now.
Okay,
but
and you guys raced the inside track this time, right?
Yeah,
the big half mile.
You did a third mile. What do you think of the third mile?
A little flat track. It reminds me a lot of Lake Havasu.
Right.
It's just real flat, and there's not a whole lot of bite, and there's a ski jump over in turn four. So
I heard
there's
a bump that
it makes
like.
It fun. It's bad. You hit it and it bombs the car out, and you bomb the car out in the flag stand, and then it's a fun track. It's cool. It's makes you think about it a little bit more. It's not quite so straightforward. Just drive the car through the corners. It's cool because if you go to that track, there's like three or four different ways you can kind of approach the corner and different lines you can run, and they all work.
Wow.
It just kind of depends on what your car is doing and what's working. So
cool. And you guys had a decent car count.
Yeah, I was impressed. I think there was 16 or 17 cars down there for that last one.
Wow.
And the races here kind of come and go. In Roseville, that was probably 3 races ago, there was 20 or 22 cars up there. There's a lot. So
that's a haul though for you guys.
Oh, Roseville. I got lucky. Kyle drove a truck and a trailer up there, and my man just kind of did the cheap flight in the town.
You got to be the pro for a weekend.
So our next Spears race is up there, so me and him will be switching for that one. So I'll get to do the driving up there for it. But
cool.
Anyway,
he'll get a fly in with his helmet and his bag, and
he gets to be Jeff Gordon.
So we'll get to push. But that track is pretty cool too. It's so weird to drive him through this. I think it like antique town and building and stuff, and you come across like a church and there's a race, so you don't know which one
is.
So it's funny down there. They were real strict about measuring sound and stuff. So my car and Kyle's car has all the same stuff on it, and Kyle's car is the one that kept getting popping too loud.
That's
so
funny.
What we do. So then everybody's in pits trying to figure out how they're going to rig up can to make their cars quieter.
How would you do that?
It was, I don't know, like, so for our exhaust pipe, you know, comes a new collector and has a turn down under the car.
Right.
So what we were doing was trying to build like a little shroud that covered the end of the exhaust tip and made it point more at the track or trying to make it so it was bouncing the other way. It was, so we got it to where it quit tripping their sound meter. But
that's crazy. Is it a 95 dB rule there? Is
it's like 90 or 95. I don't know exactly what it is, but it was pretty quiet because
we
showed up with mufflers on both of the cars, and his car was still too loud. So
that's crazy.
Which is funny because everywhere else we run, we've never done anything like that. So.
Right.
See, electric vehicles, that's where it's going.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's coming, I guess.
And that would be the place that you'd go.
Right. The Tesla series up there.
Yeah.
Oh, you
they'll find another reason to.
There's a couple guys that showed up with their big motors, and those guys did everything they could to make those quieter. So most everybody's running crate motors, and there was 4 guys that showed up with big motors, and they were having a whale of a time trying to quiet them down.
So is that, you know, because of the big car counts up there, they probably had a mix of a lot of the local surrounding tracks show up, probably with the open motor rules and things like that.
Is
the Spears set up to accommodate and make those more equal to the crate motor guys?
Yeah, so there's an option right now. So they give you like 2,600 100 pounds and you can run a big motor and 58% left. And they have a couple things like aluminum heads. You have to run 5 pounds, like front frame right to the motor. So they do some stuff like that. The great motor is the perfect. So for the Irwindale inside track, you can be 25, 25, and 50 left. And I think it was 25. Yeah, I don't know. It's exactly. Anyway, it's cool because there's some guys that run big. They're not far off, but it kind of sucks because the guys who are real competitive create motor small tracks in the big.
When you said you're running for rookie of the year for the Spears, how are you sitting with that? Are you there?
We were winning it into this last race. I feel really bad about it. I screwed up. I was running fifth, and the guy that I'm racing with for points, he was like, I don't know, maybe 5 points off me, and he was one position in front of me, and I caught him with like 5 laps to go, and I screwed up and drove into his door and turned him around. Anyways, we both went to the back, and then I got a bad start, and I've screwed myself pretty bad because he ended up getting back up to six or something.
Oh, he gained position.
Yeah,
wow.
I had a really bad restart, and he got up to six or something, and I finished ninth or tenth. So, anyways, I lost that points lead after this last race, but we were pretty good in Roseville last time we went, which is our next track. So, anyways, I guess I think we'll be all right. We'll see how it goes.
Up. Cool. Where are you sitting in points? You're in the five or top five right now.
I'm right now second for rookie of the year. I was leading rookie of the year. It's fun. There's about four cars there that those guys are top. If you can get them, you're doing something right.
Well, and some of those guys are the guys that actually run their top tier tour series, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? Like like Jeremy Doss or
those
guys like that.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. We always make a joke. You go to the track, it's always race for second, race against the red car.
Right.
For him and Thurkell, those guys are always fast everywhere we go. So it's always racing two red cars that are always way out in front.
Yeah.
But, no, it's a whole different caliber of racing. You know, you get into something like that and you get into tour racing and you're always chasing stuff. And it makes you much more thorough and relying on your notes and knowing what works. And you have to understand your car a lot to get into something like that, you know. It's cool. It's been a learning experience. I've learned a ton just from the 8 races or 7 races we've done.
Right.
It's been a total hoo. It's a totally different experience.
Can you see a huge difference between that and the local 602 mod races that we've done here?
Yeah, I think it definitely, it's a different aspect because when you run like the local series here, that's all you run. You know, you kind of get into where you're just fine tuning and, you know, half around down here, or you're just fine tuning small stuff.
Right.
And you get the tour racing. It's a little more of a big swing and seeing how close you can get, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, that's something that we've learned a lot this year is our notes have gotten much more thorough and how we measure everything and how we check everything is that way we've done stuff has gotten much better. Because, you know, before it's just kind of a relative, like, oh, it was pretty good, but now we're going to, you know, change this or change that. Now we get into, oh, avoid everything and redo it. So, anyways, for us, it's been a total learning experience.
That's cool. So next time you go back to Roseville, obviously you have your notes that you had from before, and hopefully you don't own yourself next race or anything like that, you find too.
Yeah, that's the problem is we struggle figuring it out. It's a learning experience.
You said you made a mistake, something that you can explain yourself. You know, okay, I know what I dropped this last time to get into the order.
It was a big reason I need to be a little more patient, you know, because it would have been just down the road. I never raced, but I got too aggressive. I'm off my breaking point by, you know, half a car length of length, but I didn't see off the side. Here we go. Like,
you're learning, and that's an experience. When you're up against that in the points battle, like in my position, but if I finished behind him, I would finish in the points in front of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or knowing where you're at. Do you think, like, I don't know who's spotting for you, who's your spotter?
Usually my dad.
Is that something that he relays to you, like, hey, let's be more patient, or, you know?
Yeah, usually he's the one telling me on the radio, like, hey, I don't know what you were doing, but it worked for a few laps, no, it's not, or... Like, hey, what are you doing? Like, chill out. Like, yeah, he's usually voice of reason in my ear most of the time. But, it puts a whole thing that, you know, you just don't even really consider most of the time. Most of the time it's like, oh, here, drive the car and take a trophy, you know. So it's more interesting, and it's much more rewarding when you get somewhere like that and get something good done, or if you have a good finish, because it takes a lot more to get, you know, to that point.
Right,
so
right. Well, do you think you're going to see a lot of that transfer into your local races here? Do the Bullring? Do you think, because you know, mostly at the Bullring, you pretty much over time, not like in that series, obviously you got your regulars, but you also have guys that show up to races that don't use the race. So you don't know who you're racing against and what their style is. Vegas, you do. Do you think some of the experience you're gaining is going to really make a difference in your local races? Like, how you're going to race against them and so on.
It's definitely made my ability to predict things much better. Right. Like I'm always thinking a couple more steps ahead on how things are going. So, right. In that aspect of it, yeah, it's helped me out a lot. I'm definitely more patient now.
Does it usually turn out how you predict?
Most of the time. Sometimes I'm wrong, and then I'm really mad because I screwed myself
or
something.
Like, oh, man, I thought this was going to happen. Right.
Bad call, but that, and then we understand our adjustments on the car a lot more because, you know, you kind of get to where you have a car that you run one track with, and you kind of know it goes around and what quick changes might do. So for us, we've learned a lot on what adjustments do and making big swings at stuff. And we're definitely not afraid to throw stuff at it just to see what works. So I think that's been a good experience for us, just because before we were always very timid to try
right.
to change anything.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to make the wrong changes, and now you're way off base.
You work yourself out of a fast car.
You start getting used to, like, hey, I'm close enough. I think we'll be okay, but you got to make the changes to progress.
Definitely been humbling showing up first practice, and you're like, man, we aren't even close.
Right, right.
So then you're in making a huge way to chase it, and then it feels good when you're like, yep, we were like third slowest in the first practice and now we're like top five in the last one. So
right.
it definitely feels good. It makes it much more rewarding. That's for sure.
The way the spears are set up, they usually run more laps than the local race too. Does that make a difference for you think? Like they run usually what used to be 75, maybe they run 60. I'm not sure how they do it now. But.
So the first race of the year was on that inside track at Irwindale, and that one was 100 lapper.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That was the longest one I've ever done by.
What do you think of that, man?
It was the first time we did
that's
it. I was totally beat, you know, it's just because that's where you used to run 30 or 40 laps.
Right.
Well,
did you have in your head going into it, hey, I got to conserve my tires?
Just race
it like I do.
That was track. It's the tires on. That was the thing that screwed up last race, you know, tack on them. I think we ran to that point. So it was everybody was five to go in the race. Everybody was always skate. But
that's fun to watch because you're right.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just me neither. It was the whole field. Everything they can to keep pointing forward. But seeing the halfway flag, holy shit, we're halfway.
I think that on 30-lap race, I'm like, oh, man, we're only 15 laps in.
Yeah,
I can imagine this.
I'm too old for this shit. Yeah. What do you mean only halfway?
Right.
But, it's only 30 laps.
Yeah, it definitely changed my mindset a little bit. So now I handle it much better than that first pull we did.
Right.
The first one I got was charged late on the ground and was, like, dying. So now I handle it much better. It's so funny we show up to the local stuff and it's like, oh, 30-lap race.
Yeah, you're
lap
relieved,
race.
Right?
And it's like,
right, exactly. Let's do another 30-35, right.
But,
no, that's cool to hear that. And obviously different tracks, you probably, let's say a smaller track, whether it's Havasu or Roseville, you probably have to work harder at that 100 laps if they're working a 100-lap race or 75-lap race too.
Yeah, and those modifieds just generally, they're harder to drive than like a late point, like car. They always seem like they drive nice and straight. They don't fight you that bad. I don't hard to have a GoPro around the whole time. So it's one of those things. You change your driving style to push so hard so you're not having so bad the whole race. You know? So it's a learning experience too. You know, getting like, I'm going to fall off the first 20 laps, but we'll be far better halfway through the race or, you know, right after the race. That's for us getting to sort through that.
Well, that's fun too. And the strategy, then things just make something different. Now you got that's where it kind of. I still drive a bomber for that.
Yeah, I mean,
the modified.
When we get into like the first, so we ran once at Roseville race. That race was super chaotic. It was like there was a restart. It was like, and it was
crazy. Wow.
Makes you learn some patience. But then once they kind of got singled out, man, those guys were getting dicey and shoving everybody
right.
around. So I think, yeah, that helps a lot. So I don't try to do something stupid or I don't hit anybody too hard. You know, it's
right.
a little more fun. You know, everybody always talks about bump and run. I mean, getting to stuff like that where they just drive sideways the whole time, a little more finesse goes into it instead
right.
of just kind of body slamming people, you know. So it's helpful because I'm not afraid to get right up close to somebody.
Right.
That's how bomber racing is, you know.
Right,
your
right.
car's so big, right
yeah.
there, right against people the whole time.
Yep.
So it's helpful. I'm not afraid.
That's right, right.
Yeah,
off,
same
off
thing.
The track. Yeah, same as the 15, right?
Graphic.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool to know the experience. It's good to hear you talk about the fighters because not new at modified, even a modified experience you've gained just in that short period of time. So it's
yeah.
really cool.
Those spears race weekends are pretty intense. You know, it's a day show. They've had a couple 3-day shows. Where they have
right.
practices on Thursday and Friday. So I think that's cool because we've gotten to see a bunch of new tracks that we wouldn't have been racing at before. And then, you know, every track drives a little different. And then with all the practices they give us, usually we're into buying 2 sets of tires. You know, so you'll, you know, go through a set of tires just
right.
practicing and then start the race on a pretty new set. So it's cool. It's definitely giving a whole bunch of seat time everything
right.
and feel how they drive and know what works and what doesn't work.
And, you know, like you said, there's a lot of really great experienced drivers in series. Is there any certain people that you kind of look at and say, hey, I want to learn his driving style or pick some pointers from that particular person?
Yeah, so there's a Jeremy Ross, he wins everything. So
right,
that guy's pretty sharp. So if you can see the stuff he does and see
right.
what – you know, it's really, for me, it's been valuable to go and just sit and watch practice if we get him in, you know, because you can see something different or maybe you see, oh, you know, I have to drive where that guy drives to. My car doesn't work, you know, so when you're in the adjust. But
right.
that guy, he's pretty sharp. He's
yeah.
good at where they go.
They,
yeah. And between him and, like, yeah. Travis Thurkettle and Secord and Mokola, those guys have all been doing it. You know, they have experience around, you know, so it's been cool. They bring you up in the pits by point orders. We've been
That's
close
cool.
to the front of the field for points, so we get to
nice.
Hang out with the guys. And I get to bounce ideas off them, just
right.
BS with them, and get a pulse of what they're doing or what they're doing, and then gives us a little bit.
Have you had any, like, moments that made you feel good or the opposite, like a strange encounter came up to you and said, hey man, I know you're a rookie, you're a great driver, or
sometimes it's, we get to hang out with guys and, you know, they've watched us have really, really bad races and they've watched us have some nights, so it's been cool. Like that last week we set fast time, so that's cool to do that,
right?
And
now you like, hey, where's this kid?
Yeah. But we still through quality. So it was one of those things where we were kind of taken back a little, but that's cool. So we haven't done anything crazy. We've had a couple of good finishes inside the top five, you know, and we have one. That's going to be the one I hang out upon. That was, so that one was good because it was like fighting it. It was kind of like two last kind of,
wow.
kind of bit. So, yeah, it's been cool though. The first race of the year, we ran top five at 100 lapper, and that race was chaotic. I want to say there was 26 or 28 there, and that one was okay. And they closed and restarts and got shipped to the back and mm-hmm. way back forward and back again. So it was a good race too. It was a lot of fun.
Do you like it like when it's chaotic like that? Does that keep you on your toes, or do you like it kind of spread a little bit and you got a little breathing room?
It depends on the day, you know, where you're running.
Right.
If you're in front of it, it's
uh-huh.
cool. If you're in, it's not that cool. But
right.
it's a bit more exciting, though, definitely. Sure, if you're in the stands watching, and then if you're driving, you know, if you get a real long effort to stretch out, you know, it changes your mindset a little bit versus right. a bunch of restarts to throw and to hustle and you have to get real aggressive, you know. So it depends. I like both ways. It's cool when you get into a long run and then you're like all the little tiny inputs you're doing are all things you're changing, trying to not burn your stuff up but stay competitive. So I enjoy both ways of that. Roseville race when it was just total chaos for the first five laps after the restart and
right.
it was super, super fun. And it was, then the last couple of restarts got bad when they started crashing really, really hard.
So, yeah, it's out of that, right?
It's like it was fun. All right, guys, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, let's just go. Let's finish this race. That's cool. Which track right now do you think you like the most out of the ones you've traveled?
If I had to say my favorite, I think Roseville was really, really fun. Oh. That track's funky. It's super, super rough in both sides of the track.
Wow.
Drive totally, totally different from each other. Like, one is like, lifter and roll in super corner, and then green four is like, you float in super, super wide and carry a whole bunch of speed, and then gets really, really narrow coming off of four.
That's
so
cool.
That track's cool. It's rough, and it was definitely totally unique to what I'm used to. Getting the hustler on a track that's super, super rough and different like that.
Yes, you know, that's one thing about traveling is you're learning different tracks and how to adjust track. You're going a little differently at this track, in this corner, and that corner. Of course, as every track is different. So, is you realize like the experience you're getting, or is that just something that is just happening?
Well, yeah, it makes you realize get in any like if we ring out here sometimes. I think it's doing this once you see it. Between things, don't get drive out. So now I'm just kind of doing it's why my product feels what these drive and
modified. Hey, this is your comfortable in these now. That
yeah, it's a lot of fun race. I'm kind of in the thing we've done.
Right.
I've done a whole kind of. I get in and so anyway, that's been fun getting to just go for it, you know, like what else can they do?
You got your eyes on it?
They're all racing super, super nice cars. And that's the years, the tour pro series, very competitive series. So that's one of those things. It's like if we're ever really serious, you know, we would, you would move up to that. You really finish stuff. So, that'd be fun on the road when we get a little better off.
Right.
So, but stuff I haven't really thought about in racing, you know, bombers and street stocks. It's a whole animal for us for stuff and learning works with car and what doesn't work with cars. We've always talked about getting more serious with racing. You know, the bull rings kind of run weekends a year forever. So, for us, it's definitely been an experience like, yep, been that track every weekend for 3 months in a row. So,
because you can put a price on that seat, whether it's on a practice night or a race night or whatever. So that's cool. With the direction you're going, your brother kind of has been following.
He whooped my ass a couple times.
Is he taking notes or are you giving him little pointers? And he's like,
we both a lot. Yeah, Kyle, I don't tell Kyle a whole lot. Sometimes it's pointed, but Kyle's pretty sharp. And me and him bounce stuff off each other.
Cool.
And we work on the cars with each other a bunch. We're racing with. He's a huge help, too, because, you know, like everybody else, we have to work flip.
Right.
So, you know, if we get busy, you know, he's got guys that can come help or whatever. But for all the kind of, like, stuff and getting everything dialed in, it's been him and my dad between the three of us. Getting trying to figure out what works, trying to figure out what doesn't work.
Right.
It's been an experience. So there's some nights where we get along and everything's great and they're good and we're ready to go on time. And some nights it's throwing shit around and everybody's mad. And just
like, why do we
nights.
Do this? Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
everybody has that experience a couple times, you know.
We hope less than all, right?
Yeah.
You hope that the bad parts are less than the good times, so. But he's laughing. I don't know why.
About Some nights are good, and some nights you're like, man, why'd I even get out of bed and come down here?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what I'd be doing 3 days before a race until 1 o'clock in the morning working
yeah,
on
cursing
cars.
And throwing
sleep?
Stuff and trying to make it work.
What would you be doing? I mean, come on.
You wouldn't be able to sleep.
I can't sleep now. So.
Right? No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of, like, is it you or your spotter, like, ever? Is that something that you're making the call to make certain adjustments, or are you just saying, hey, this is what it's doing, what do you think we should do?
We bounce off each other quite a bit, and I've learned a lot. So the car lives at my house, you know, 90% of the time, and I'm the one that usually sit there and fiddle with stuff, because a lot of stuff I just don't know. Like, for us, we're used to running cars with leaf springs or just solid four-link that, you know, they're not really a whole lot adjustable. So for us, we have a car that's got a back bar and and three-link and all that.
Yeah.
It's just a total different experience. So I get to – I'm usually the one that calls around and asks people questions that I don't know and gets to tinker with it. And my dad's been doing it forever, so he's just got the old guy knowledge.
Yep.
Experience. So,
well, the physics hasn't changed, but technology has, but that's about it.
So
right?
me and him bounce off each other a lot. Sometimes we disagree on, like, what the car is doing, or sometimes we might disagree with, I think we should change this, or no, we should change that.
Right.
But usually it works out in the end for us. But that's cool that me and him can both bounce ideas off each other, because sometimes I know what I want to change, and he'll throw something at me. It's like, I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's probably a good way to go.
Right.
Or, you know, vice versa.
So, like, he'll sneak and change something. It does crappy at the track. He goes, I don't know what happened. I didn't touch it.
It's happened a couple times.
And then the next night, I'll tweak it back.
It's like, we'll make a little change. I'll make a little change to get in the car and go out. It's like, this thing's awful. And goes, yeah, while you weren't looking, I changed it. It didn't work.
Right. Hey, go mess with Kyle's car. No. We'll experiment with his first. No. That's cool. Obviously, with the, you're saying, like, the Kyle's in a different car, you guys switched. The chassis are similar, or are they different?
They're different.
Way different. One's way older than...
Yeah, so Kyle's car is actually the yellow one that the sergeants had. That car has been kicking around forever.
Yeah.
So it just works. We don't mess with it too much. We might change a spring here or there, but that thing just goes. So we don't really mess with that one too much. And then my car's got a Pathfinder front clip on it, and it was an old left-hander to begin with, so it's kind of a menagerie of stuff. It's got some stuff on that we haven't quite figured out yet.
Right.
So anyway, that's just a work in progress. One of these days we're going to find the combination that works, but those two cars are totally different. It's kind of, because that older one, it just kind of goes, and it's kind of a baseline for us, you know. It's like, well, we know what that one's got in it. We know what works with it. And some things we've tried from that car on the new one work, and some things it's not even close.
You run bump stops on both?
Yeah, both cars are bump stops, but right now both cars have two totally different setups of bump stops in them. So it's just one of those things. Like, that older car, it just runs a totally different setup of springs than what the other car runs for what it likes and what makes it get around the corner. So for us,
was that a learning experience with going? Because I'm assuming on the hobby stock or whatever, the super stocks, is this conventional?
Yeah, it's conventional.
Setup.
Big bar soft spring.
Was it a learning experience for you at least?
Oh, my God. Before we ran the Spear stuff last year, Madeira was still operating.
Yeah.
So
we
went and ran a couple races down there, and that was a total shakedown for us because I didn't know anything about bump stops before we started. So I still don't know that much, but I at least can understand the operating principles behind it now, and you know, what adding a packer here might do, or a stiffer spring, bump spring here, or a different packer that, like, It makes much more sense to me now than when we first started. Because when we first started, man, we had no idea. It was just totally just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what stuck. So, there's a reason some guys make a lot of money doing that stuff.
Exactly.
And they understand it very well.
Right.
It's definitely not something easy to wrap your mind around.
Well, you know, and one of those things where you make a small change, you can make a big mistake, you know, and you got to be able to go back to, you know, rewind a little bit and say, hey, we got to get back to where we were.
Yeah, it's like, all right, let's undo that and that and that and see if we're back where we started. Yeah, it's crazy. We get in the bump stops. That's one of the things me and my dad disagree about a little bit is I don't, we kind of have our bump stops where they work, and I'm kind of like, they work, don't touch it.
Right.
It's kind of there. And my dad's always like, let's try a packer here. Let's try doing that. And it's like, quit touching it. Just
so, I mean, but that's a good point, though. Like, he wants to make, you know, because you got to make changes to get faster. But at the same time, if you leave it alone, you might be able to make adjustments to get faster, right? Do you feel like you have room to learn how to drive different to get faster? Or?
Yeah, so that's kind of been one of the things we struggle with. It's kind of like I usually have a eureka moment about halfway through the last practice where it's like, oh, I see what I'm doing wrong. And then you're into chasing it. And anyway, then you're like, we probably should have made the last couple changes we did because I was just trying to cover up my, you know, how I was driving the car. But yeah, for sure. It's one of those things too, where to me, I kind of like to get the bump stops where they work and not fiddle with it. Like
you
make changes elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
And my dad's just kind of like, just try it. See what it does. You know?
Right.
Like what's the worst can happen.
Yeah. You don't know until you try. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense. You know, it's cool to want to be able to take that car the way it is and figure out, you know, what you may be doing wrong. You can't do it when you're constantly making changes, obviously. But has there been a race that you've been from start to finish, just it's everything clicked? Like, man, I hit my marks every time, you know, when I pass. Okay. I hope it's there. I don't know if it exists. It may not exist,
it's
you know,
coming.
In a racing world, but
at some point it'll happen,
close.
But not quite. Yeah. We've had that with other cars and other series, you know, but for us, that's just been a whole different animal trying to get our heads wrapped around
it.
But
like you said, though, like racing local races, you got time and every week, every race to just make a tweak for that one track.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel, you know, you're getting ready for Roseville, let's say. You didn't even figure out, let's say, you know, Irwindale or whatever yet 100% mm-hmm. like you wanted to. You know, then you make this big circle. Now you're getting ready to go back. You've got to take the notes out and you got to relearn.
That's if you take notes.
Right?
If you didn't take notes. Oh, do you remember the air pressure? And, damn it.
Yeah, that's been our big, you know, hurdle to jump over this year is our notes were not very good before. We always kind of remembered what we changed, you know, but then it's gotten to like, dude, every weekend we've showed up with a totally different setup every race for the last 10 weekends. It's like, we gotta change something here.
Right,
learn
how to be consistent, right? Because it works. You want to be able to repeat it.
Yeah, and that's when we get in the tour race and the guys have been doing it forever. That's what they're good at is, they show up and they know what's going to be close and then they spend their practice time fine tuning. And then we show up and we're just trying to get in the ballpark, you know? So that's been kind of one of our problems here. But once we get our notebook figured out a little bit and kind of know what we want for where, you know, just to show up with a starting point. Cause that's been kind of our thing is like kind of go off of watching footage and what we know works here and it kind of looks the same, but this might be different. So,
well, you know, what's kind of cool about that is you may not know it, but you're probably gaining some driving experience off that, trying to make this ill handling car drive better, you know? And at some point, if you get a car that's set up, that's right, and you go drive it, you might be like, man, this is way too easy. What's happening?
Yeah, that's happened a couple times where it's like, we show up and like, we don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes in the car and say, hey, not bad.
Right.
You know,
or you think it's not bad, but the time show it is bad or something like that.
You're like, oh, it's driving great. And you're like, pull from the board and you're like, oops, that's not good.
Right. We're running 1 minute times.
Yeah. Never seen it with four digits before.
Right.
Hey, it feels good.
Yeah, it feels great. I can drive it for 200 laps.
Uh-huh.
Are there any races coming up that you're looking forward to besides Roseville? Like, are there any special event races with Spears that they're putting on?
So there's only two more races this year for the Spears. So the next one's Roseville, and then the one after it's Championship Night, and that's in Kern County. And
Raced Kern yet?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's
not been good. It's a cool track. It's a really fast track. We have not done good at Kern County. So
Do you know why? I mean, is it because
we're not used to trying to set up or I'm not that good at racing on the big half miles yet because that's a totally different style of driving, you know. It's for us, we haven't had cars that have gotten around the half mile very good, and I've got some improving to do on my side. So it's just been that's a whole different game for us. You get the stuff going that fast, and then we've been trying to get our open motor program better. So this last time we went, we had the motor running great, and then we kind of had the car not handling great. So it's been a total, you know, mixed bag for us. So we had one race down there. We showed up, we ran pretty good. We were down on power a little bit, but we were, car was handling pretty good. And then we got wrecked. And then it's one of those things, our notebook wasn't that good. So next time we went back, we were horrible. We weren't even close. You know? So it's just like, you know, we're picking up at it. This next time we go back, I expect we'll do much better. We've made some pretty big changes to the car that I think will help us out a lot for that kind of racing. Hmm. But anyways, so those are the next two for the Spear Series. And then the Boring's only got, I don't know, was it two more races plus open comp plus the NASCAR race they're doing for on Thursday night. So that Thursday night race and the open comp is kind of what we're looking forward to.
Cool.
We might show up to the other two nights just to just to hang out and be there. But we haven't decided on nothing for sure yet.
Right. Cool.
But that's what we intend to do. We intend to do the Thursday night race.
Have you guys, or I don't know if they do, like, rent the track out at Kern or not. Is that, you guys ever thought about that get some experience out?
Yeah, we've
out
thought
there?
About it, and it's just one of those things where it's just the timing hasn't worked out.
Right.
Yeah.
And how important is it? Obviously, trying to get Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Last,
it's like the timing's not totally right, and the money's not right. And, you know, for us, we're working 6 days a week most of the time.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that's like, it sucks because now we're trying to take in there a couple days off of work to go out and go shake it down. It's hard to do sometimes, for sure, especially right now.
No pressure on you. Just puts it all on your shoulders to do well. So don't screw up the next two races, Matt.
Give them hell is all we can really do.
Right. Do you like the car you're racing versus when you had to jump in the other car?
You know, it's funny. That car that I've been racing, that 29 car, it's got a lot of nice parts on it, and the power steering super easy, and the clutch on it super easy, and I love the transmission that's in it.
Right.
And we kind of just haven't gotten it to go around track that good. And then the 41 car, kind of power steering, it doesn't work that great. It's got an old Muncie that doesn't like to shift that good,
right.
And the seat's not super comfortable for me. But that car gets around the track really good.
That's
so
funny. That's kind funny of how the differences are.
Take, yeah, because that's the first thing my brother got in the 29 car to Irwindale, and he's like, oh, yeah, this thing's great. This thing's so much easier to drive through the pits. And then he gets on the track and is like, whew. I don't know how you made it go around the track before.
That's funny. Sheesh. So no real preference to say
whatever
yeah,
we
they,
get.
They each have their differences.
Yeah, and that's something. So it's funny, the 41 car, we're trying to make the drivability stuff and the comfort stuff nicer, and then the 29 car, all that stuff there, and we're trying to make it go around the track better. So it's just it's a fight all the time, just trying to – it's a battle. They're usually we can get one running good and the other one kind of not that good. So it's just – it's been a big curve for us, too, because it's not like they're similar and they like the same stuff and the same thing works on both of them.
Right.
So we all show up the track two different cars. We know what works for each of them. And it makes it interesting because, you know, now we have two cars. We can kind of theorize a little bit of, oh, I think this will work good. We can try it on the other car. It's like, nope, bad call.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Go back. Yeah. That's pretty cool. You see, because your brother, he can run for – is he going to run, like, the Spears next year?
Yeah,
so
that's
do Rookie?
That's the goal for right now. I think he's going to run one more race this year for the Spears stuff.
Right.
I think they give you three starts in, or four starts in a year and before it counts for Rookie of the Year. So I think he's going to run one more this year, and then next year he's going to be Rookie of the Year.
Cool.
But that's the goal for us. That was our only goal, to get Rookie of the Year. So I'll be really mad if we don't get it. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
In the Modified, you haven't really ran a full season together either. At all, have you?
No,
next year maybe.
Yeah, me and my brother, we really haven't done a whole lot of racing against each other because we've always kind of been, if I was racing the Bomber, he was still kind of in the Bandoleros. Then I went to the Camaro, and then he was in the Bomber. So
you had races together, but just not season.
Never a lot of racing against each other. So
that's
been cool. I mean, it's cool racing against him because it was funny. We ran the half mile at Irwindale a couple races ago, and we were not that good at that one either. And it was funny just watching him drive by me. I was like, well, look at him go.
You're like, what the hell happened there?
Like, damn, that car looks good.
Right?
But you know his ass hurts.
Yeah.
No, but the car's running good, but the insides, the seat's bad. And
Right, exactly.
So you're nice and comfortable.
Yeah, you're comfortable.
Yeah.
There he goes and all that. He's struggling, but he's faster.
It's been cool because it's getting to see him grow and get better at it too. For me, it's been a whole lot of learning, not in terms of like I've definitely picked up a lot like driving experience this year, but I've learned a whole lot more about trying to get the car set up, what works, what change makes this do, you know, this change is going to make the car do this. And for us, it's been the struggle for the most part. But
it's easy for the little brother, right? Because he can watch your mistakes that you have to struggle to learn.
Yeah.
He gets to just learn, I just won't do what Sam did.
Yep. See what he did. I'm not
going to
do that.
Do that. I do something totally different. Well, that's cool. I can't wait till you guys get a full season together and see what happens when you're neck and neck and see who has to give in order to get that win.
Yeah. And me and him, it's been fun this last year because me and him, we've done, like in 2020, kind of when all the COVID stuff was going on, we did a bunch of racing, but me and him never, ever raced the same weekend because we only, when we first got one Modified going, you know, I was the one racing and he would be there helping. And then if we went down to Lake Havasu, I didn't really race, and he would be there, you know, racing. So it was cool getting to just to help out and be there just to support, you know. I'm not used to doing that a whole lot, so it's good to do. Cool. It's a different experience when you're at the track, and it's like, if he screws up, you get to give him shit for it.
Right, there you go, right. It's a different satisfaction than throwing racing.
Or it's like, you know, when we were there and, you know, it was me and him went racing a couple times, and one of the races was just me and him is all we showed up with the Camaro, so it was cool getting to be like, yep, you know, I was the one that was making changes on it. Or, you know,
I made you win, right?
It's like I got the stagger dialed in right, and it's like, yep, it worked.
Yep, that's cool.
It feels nice.
No, you know what that is, because you guys put, you know, countless hours in the shop or, you know, wherever you know, you're doing all the work on it, and when you get to the track and you get to get those wins or good finishes, man, it's a feel good moment. You got to earn, you know, you earn that.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that happened. I'm sure the team owner, you know, likes to see those wins also.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No, and Bill's been a huge support, man. If we need help with anything, if we need help working on the cars, if we're trying to get out of town to go race, you know, he steps up and helps us with a lot of stuff. So.
Well, I mean, so let's talk about that. That's Battleborn.
Yeah, Racing. Battleborn Racing. Yeah, Bill over there has been awesome. He called me up like right around Christmas time of 2019. He's like, well, I got this car. It's modified. I'm gonna do a bunch of work to it. I want to race it next year. Do you want to drive it? And it's cool. He's been buddies with my grandpa forever. So,
right.
Anyway, so did that. Went over, worked with him a bunch, cut the car all apart, reclipped it, put all the new stuff on it, put the car together. Anyway, it's been cool though. It's a totally different level of racing than what we've been doing. We've been doing a bunch more traveling, and
you've raced just about everything that they have in that team except for
skid plate car.
Skid plate. any plans on that? I know Court thought he could handle a skid plate, but then he like hurt his leg or something like that.
His leg hurt?
Yeah, he was screwed up for a little bit. He was trying to push the car off the trailer and totally screwed up his knee for a little bit,
man.
But anyway, it's just one of those things. But
any plans on a skid plate? I think you can handle one, first of all.
I might be able to. I don't know.
I thought I could. It's not easy.
It looks pretty intense.
Yeah.
You should take it out on a Friday. On a Friday night, if they have the car.
You know what?
There.
I'm telling you. I challenge anybody that is in any divisions like modifieds or prolates, supers, anything like that, to get into a skid plate and just.
It's a pretty good brain reset,
mm-hmm.
like racing wise.
You know, I respect all them guys.
You know, it's a good reset. I mean, because you're totally thinking different, and then when you get back into your car, you'll be thinking a lot different.
Yeah,
you'll be thinking, why the hell I do that?
I'll always screw up if I get my car again.
Right. You'll totally screw up your whole driving experience the rest of your ride time. That might be bad. So
no, I think it'd make it better actually.
Definitely looks like a lot of fun. It's got that going for it. It looks like a crazy amount of fun.
Well, you know, and it's obviously it's an entertainment type of division, but them guys that are running
it really
seriously. They are
fast.
They
do good, yeah. No, it's a lot of work and practice goes into that.
28, 29 second laps.
I know it don't sound like a lot, but get into one of those and I
drive totally pitch sideways for the entire lap. It's pretty good.
Well, try spinning 50 times and not finish a lap. That's a race. Now that's you know, you got to respect every type of racing, you know.
That's what we've always said.
So.
Doesn't matter if you're racing shopping carts or super late models, you know,
you
got to take it seriously and you show up and, you know, you have your goal and what you want to do. But
and have fun at it, obviously. But you guys should.
On Friday nights, you should.
I need to.
When they have the car there, just, take it out for a couple laps.
Yeah, but Bill's been a huge help to us this year. So we've been giving us a big enough trailer to be able to travel and go race with and be able to afford the financials of it a little bit. You know, that takes a lot more finance to make something like that happen when you get into tour racing, because then you're into hotel rooms and paying for food while you're there, and then you're got, you know, fuel both ways.
He's really gone all out, because the team's you know, with the pro license, which the team's only, 3 years old?
Mm-hmm. Bill's made a huge effort to jump headfirst into it. So, and if I tell him I need something, or Bill, I think we should look into going this direction with something, or maybe hey Bill, I need to get these springs.
Bill, we need an Xfinity car, man.
Yeah.
We just have to have one.
You gotta have it, dude. Essential.
You guys have any thoughts of like taking just a leap of faith and going out into a track that's like way far somewhere else back east or anything like that, or doing anything weird?
We've thought about it. I mean, it's just one of those things. Thinking like how the cars are set up and what the rule books are. It's very regional, you know.
Right.
So that's the one thing that's kind of been a hurdle for us.
And with the 602, though, you're starting to see a lot more of that at other tracks. Unfortunately, there's more dirt tracks than it seems like than asphalt. You know, especially
the way it's
back
going,
east, right? So maybe
back there too, they do a lot more. Like usually, they run a lot bigger tires, you know, and they do a couple other things. They're a little bit more, I guess, involved would be the right word. They do a lot more stuff back there. I hate to say they take it more seriously back there, but you know, there's a few guys on the West Coast that are, you know, high enough caliber to go back and race super late models and stuff with those guys. It's a whole different ball game back there. We've thought about it. We want to go up to like the Northern Pacific.
There's a
couple tracks up there. There's a modified series that runs up there, and their rule books are pretty similar. You know, they're not exact, but that series looks like fun. There's always a lot of competition up there.
Right. Toledo might be a good idea maybe to go and rent a car locally up there, just to check it out and
see what it's all about.
And then before you haul your car all the way over there, see if it's worthwhile and if it's any fun.
What makes it easier now is at least there's a lot more footage of everything, you know, so you can definitely get a much better pulse for how it is at other places.
Makes
it much more fun.
Cool. Hey, I know we're only got 90 seconds. Any other sponsors or anybody else?
So I'll thank Steve at CSM Graphics.
Cool.
Keeps our wraps done. Cars always look great.
Always look beautiful.
Always look awesome.
Yeah.
If we ever have any problems or I ever need anything, first call. My guy is always there, ready to help. Thank John Keller. Builds all of our engines. He does a great job. Motors are always running good. I want to thank Able Electric, big sponsor for us. They help us out with the money to get traveling. Able Electric, they do a lot. Olsen Iron, they help us out quite a bit too. They're all great.
Your Facebook or...
Yep, you look me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Bill's got a page set up, Valve 1 Racing LLC. If you go on Facebook, find us on there. He posts pictures from all the racing videos modified stuff.
All right, we'll check it out. Make sure you check out Sam at the next race. What was that?
I think it's December 8th.
Oh,
December 14th.
Okay, Roseville.
Yep.
So we'll see racing out there.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully before that. We'll see you live next week at 6:10 at onwheelsnow.com. Thank you.